That was a request. Zman Chazal, the Birchas HaZiman actually had a much broader usage or understanding than what we do nowadays, because the person who was the Mazamin would actually be Moitzi, other individuals there by the Suda in the Birchas HaMazon. Nowadays we don't do that. But assuming that our attention span is such that we will not necessarily be able to focus in, and therefore our minig is that a person who's able to bench himself does so. A person who's not able to bench himself, the halacha is you don't need zimun. A person who's not able to bench himself, can even by two people, you can be moitzi. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, the discussion is here. It's in here in Hilchos Zimun, Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. Can you be moitzi somebody in a language he doesn't understand? So the person doesn't understand Hebrew, but he hears the words, Hebrew words, would he be yard say with me or not? So Shulchan Aruch seems inclined to not. Most persons say yes. And Shabura says, therefore, it would be proper. If a person can at least read along, he should read along. This is relevant to Kiddush and relevant to other things. That's really a different discussion. But for our purposes, we're discussing Zimun right now. I'm not going to get stuck too much on that. Our Zimun nowadays is much less of a Zimun than it was with Zman Chazal. The idea of Hazmana itself is an interesting thing. Chazal said, whenever you have one person asking the tzibur to do something together, which is what we're doing over here, we're all going to bench together. Chazal said, it's proper not to just do it, it's proper to do it with a Hazmana. You don't just jump into it. The covet of something which is significant, you don't just do a chop plop. You first decide we're going to do it, your kaveh, you're going to do it, and then you do it, and then somebody announces. So that's why we have the idea of Kedusha. Kedusha, Nikar Kedusha is the answering Kedosh and Baruch, and then some we have the Yom Lecha also. You don't just go straight into Kedusha. The Chazan says, Nekadesh, we should let's be Mekadesh. According to Ikra, where you don't understand the halacha, what we do is very strange. Really, just the Chazan should say Nekadesh, and not the Tzibur, because he's being Mazman the Tzibur to say it, so what we all say Nekadesh for. Right? So it's really strange what we do. And that's why there's some people which are mocked, but after the Tzibur finishes saying Nekadesh, the Chazan then starts out loud, Nekadesh, being Mazman the Tzibur like he's supposed to do. So whatever you guys are doing, that's your problem. And now I'm going to say that the Kaddish is like the proper thing to do. The same other thing we find by Kaddish, that the Iker part of Kaddish is actually the Yehesh Merabah Mevarach, L'Olam Olam Amayor, and the paragraph of Yisparach until Amirun Ba'omo, that's the Iker of Kaddish. And the first paragraph of Yisgadel V'Yisgadeish is a hazmona of the one who's saying it to the people which are listening, though, let's all get together in Mekadosh Baruch Hu's name and say Yehesh Merab Mevorach. While I'm on that topic, there is actually there's the Magen Rum says, and which is it seems he's accepted in halacha. So it would be very improper to be talking during that point in time because, like, you know, imagine somebody's coming to listen. Let's go and present our petition to the king, and we're going to say the nice things to the king, etc. And you're busy shmoozing with the guy next to you. That's like pretty insulting to the whole idea of the hazmona. You lose the cheshivas of the hazmona, so a person should not be talking or davening during the paragraph of Yisgadel V'Yisgadesh, because somebody's being masmin you. Similarly, the person should not be talking during the hazmona of benching when they're saying Rabbasad Nevoreich, and then we say Nevoreich Shalchan Mishaloi. Let us all be Mevoreich. So we are talking. The person who's the mazamin is talking to the Seber. He's talking to them. So Derek Harris says, you should be listening when he is talking. Right? Baruch Hashem, most people are able to do that by benching. I find that by Kaddish maybe some more of a challenge.
By Kaddish, if you're able to listen and talk, and like Dominic, you're okay?
No. It's not Derek Harris. Somebody's talking to you. I'm talking to you and saying, let us do something together. And you're busy schmoozing. Yeah, schmoozing with Kaddish Baruch. That's very nice, but I'm talking to you. It's not Derek Harris. Right? Now, what's on the topic of Kaddish? Because Moshe brought it up, it's all Moshe's fault. you notice some Sardim that, you know, that the Seber answers, that's where they stop. And they can do that very quickly. So when the chazan gets to Brichu, they say Amen. That's the minhag of some svarim. Actually, to Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham mentions the mitzvah betzim, that the betzim, the ikar nusach, is that whole paragraph. And the chazan is being motzi you in that paragraph. So even when the Ashkenazim do not say it, the chazan is being motzi you with Rishmeik Ha'ayinu. And again, so you can't be davening or talking during that time because the chazan is being motzi you with that paragraph with Shemaya Ka'ayinu. So the first paragraph of Kaddish Bereshit really should not be davening at all. Afterwards, you get the last, whatever we add at the end, the Ayisor Rabbanon or Yehishon Barabba, whatever those, the Tiskabel, those are Bekoshas Ba'alma. A person could theoretically be davening then, but there's a general issue of whenever you answer Amen, a person has to know when they're answering Amen, what they're answering Amen to. So they have to at least be able to focus in when what they're answering Amen about. Otherwise, it's considered an Amen Yisoyma, and the Mora does not like it, has very not nice things about what Amen Yisoyma is.
Is it just a stop in the middle of Shemon Esrei?
During Lashon Esrei, we don't answer. So if the loch is over there, the Mishnah Berurah is Mashmos is that you listen to Yeheshmer Abba Mevarach Lalam Olamei Megal Yisporach. No, just you listen to those 8 words. Okay, so this hazmona that we do. So then there's a shaila in the poskim. Do we look at it as mamash? It's a chelik of benching. And the nafkamina is, you know, is there any hefsek, you know, between the beginning of benching and that or not? So we take it very seriously. Okay, it's a mitzvah to mishtadel to have zimun. So if you have 2 people eating and you could have, and you could invite a 3rd person available to join them, etc. So they should ask the person to do so. Obviously, they can't force them, but they should ask them to do so. They're not mechayiv to go outside of their house, you know, to go, like, you know, flag people down the street. Reboisai, kuptarain, zimun, you know, right? But if there's somebody else in the house, they should invite them in. There is interesting Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch raises the question, we'll see later on, how much does he have to eat to be able to be mitzvah? So there's 3 shittas in halacha by zimun tzirf of gimel. For tzirf gimel, there are 3 shittas in halacha. 1 shittas is he has to eat bread. The Shulchan Aruch brings 1 shittas is he has to eat bread. 2nd shittah holds that he has to eat at least something of dogan, something which would be made out of grain. The 3rd shittah is he can eat yarok, can eat any food. So he says, in case you had a situation where, not that you're asking him, obviously, but if the person wants to eat, you should tell him he should eat bread. This way you have no shayla halachically that he's able to be mitzaref to you. If he refuses to do so, you should not offer him any food. Shulchan Aruch says this, we won't get involved in a suffix, get a suffix zimun. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Avraham says the Ma'ar Minhag is to offer the person food, right? And the Rusamach on the sheet that you can be mitzaref with other things for the purpose of zimun. Interesting, but you see, also seriously, the Shulchan Aruch takes this. He says, you can't eat, you know, because you get involved in a suffix, what to do with zimun, you know? Like, you know. So
you can rely on Yarok even?
What?
Which was you can rely on?
We were Samach on other foods also, right? Even Yarok.
Do you eat Motzi also? Or that's just
no, the Motzi would be one of the people who is the Motzi should be one of the people who ate bread. Now, there's a case of, you know, the Mor talks about a case that you had the case of the Yanni Amelech, which, right, they weren't able to do it themselves, so that even Yarok would be sufficient for that purpose. But there's a shadow where he's saying the Rek Shochalnu. So he's saying Lashon Shochalnu. So is it proper to say Shochalnu only on Yarok? Because the Mai said, it sounds like you're saying Nusach of something which would be Achila, which would be Achila Pas. So that's now the same thing when you have 7, it would be proper to be Mazmin to try and get another 3. If you do have the 10 already, you do have the 3 already, so there's an Issa L'chalik. The Mor says that you can't ignore, and you should try, and you can't be mechalik and lose your zimun, the zimun of 3 or zimun of 10 in each situation. So when is it mutal l'chalik? When is halacha mutal l'chalik? So there's a halacha that since ikar zimun is you have to hear from the mezamein, if you have a mezamein that you can't, a situation where you can't hear, you have a very large hall and it's impossible to hear. We'll talk about microphones in a second, right? So Rav Lashon, you can't hear. So then the Shulchan Aruch says it's proper to be mechalik this way because you're able to hear because it's a zimun. The Ramos said the Shulchan Aruch holds you have to hear the first the preceding sentences before Shemot Esrei, the Berech Shachalnu and Baruch Shachalnu. That's sufficient. The Ramos says that you have to hear till Azanas Hakol. And the person, so you would have to have a situation you're able to hear Zanus HaKol, otherwise it's proper to actually separate and do separate Zimun, you know, in smaller groups. So that's one example where it's Mutzal HaChalik. The Mishabura says, therefore, it's proper to give benching to somebody who has a strong voice, that he can be Mekayim the Lacha, making sure that everybody hears the Zimun. What about using a microphone? So Shlomo Zalman has a strong chibur where he says that microphone is not considered hearing the person's voice, and you should not use a microphone. And that key of Shmi is not just on 10 people, it's a key of Shmi and everybody in the hall. So it's very nice. You want to mechabed, you know, the Alta Zayda from the chasen by bench, by, you know, by the chasen with benching. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful keyboard, etc. But under the chuppah, the din of the Shavu Bracha and the chuppah requires 10 people to hear. And that's actually a grad halacha that you should be careful. At least 10 people are able to hear it without the mic also. Because you should have 10 people hearing it without the mic.
They should be able to, or they have to?
They have to hear. They have to be able to hear without the mic.
Let's say they only hear because of the mic, because it's just so loud. But they're close enough that they could hear without the mic.
If they stand right up next to the thing, they're going to hear the person directly. They're not going to hear the mic. Something like this, Kadai, you know, more, even though I'm not a big fan of like this, you know, everybody crowding around by the chuppahs, you know, like all the people shtipping, you know. But there should be 10 men there. 10 men nearby. This way, even, you know, you have a person that has a loud voice, you can hear him directly without the mic. But by Zimun, everybody has to hear. So you should give Zimun to a person who has a stentorian voice and is able to project his voice, you know, very clearly to the whole Zibur. And actually, the person said that if you have a choice between a Kayan and a person has a stentorian voice and a Kayan has a weak voice, you give it to the person who has to call Chazak, not to the Kayan, because he can't be Moitzi the Zibur, what he's supposed to do. That's very nice. That's, you know, a beautiful cover to Kayan, but he's giving Mechabit and something that's wrong. It's not called Mechabit. So the mic is not really an aitz. Now, Rav Moshe Zatzal has interesting shuba. Rav Moshe is Bechadish. He has a suffix, but maybe you can use a mic. Rav Moshe Zatzal is very strong that a mic is not, you know, what is a mic? Mic is person speaks. It goes into this microphone, which has a diaphragm inside. That's the good old days. And the diaphragm, makes it into electrical impulses, which it then sends through a wire. Since now it's electrical impulses, and it comes to another machine which has a diaphragm in it. Electrical impulses make the diaphragm move and shake the airwaves, and the airwaves now make sound, which sounds like a human being. Right? So what you're hearing is a machine going, that's what you're hearing. You're not hearing a human being. So how can we might see you? Right? Remember, Moshe has a tshuva, he's masupik, and maybe you can answer with the shmir from a mic. The lomnus behind that I won't get involved in. I mean the science shabo. I think there's an understanding, scientifically there's an understanding of what he's saying. He's masupik, so it's the guy, let's say, being yertzah havdolah over the telephone. A person can't make a dole himself. Can you call them up and say havdolah over the phone for them? That's exactly the case that Rush was talking about. And he says that you could do that. If you have no other option, you could do that. Again, Rosh Hashanah is a very strong shuba that you can't do that. Rosh Hashanah has a shuba about hearing the Megillah. First person lanes the Megillah through a mic is improper because you can't not yerd say with that. Blowing a sharp with a mic has other issues, of course. but Rosh says, but by Zimun you should not use a mic. So
is the problem being motzi someone through mic or actually saying a name?
No problem saying a man. Somebody asks, what's wrong with saying a man? It's not worse than Alexander Shalom Yisrael, that they had this gigantic shul and they'd wave the flag and everybody answer a man. I don't have a problem with that. You're allowed to answer a man. Now, there is a shayla just talking about answering a man to that. So somebody says a bracha over the mic, I can answer a man to it, but I can't hear it. I might have been called hearing it. So there is a... I mentioned this once, I think, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah mentions it, but the Kitzur Passes like it, that if there's a hefsek between the one who's saying the bracha and myself of something which is soya or something of that sort, which is a block that I can't answer a main. So you have a situation where you're having a shul, the kid, you know, comes in a diaper and makes some, you know, soya which has a reyach, so between me and the chazan, I can't answer a main to the chazan's brachas. So therefore, the Shabbat obviously discouraged bringing the children in that situation. So the Shulchan Aruch also says that who that applies to an Akum. There's an Akum in between, and Akum is also considered a hefsek. Okay, so now, so I called somebody up on the phone, right? And over the phone, I hear the person saying a bracha. Do I answer amen or not? So the logic would dictate somewhere between where he is and where I am, somewhere in between there's a Makom Tzoyah. Right? You know, if I'm in Cleveland, you know, my son's in Cleveland and I'm in Silver Spring and we're talking on the phone, probably somewhere between Cleveland and Silver Spring, there's something which is going, there's probably at least one Goy in between, right? According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there's probably Tzoyah in between somewhere along the way also. So do you look at it, that's a problem or not? So that's a Machlokas HaPoskim. So I hold it's a problem. My Rebbe in Tel holds it's not a problem. So we have this interesting issue on the phone when my son asked my Rebbe the psak. So what does he do? Does he answer amen or not? So you'll have to ask him to find out. Okay. So that's interesting, Shaila. Okay. So.
Rebbe, what about the Shabbos microphones?
Let's go somewhere. Different conversation. Okay. So first example, you're allowed to be mechalik because you're not able to hear. And Shabura says in a situation where if I'm waiting for everybody and there's a mitzvah to be done, which will be in this battle, if I don't stop now and go, I'm allowed to stop, be, not have zimun and go. It'll be tispatzel a mitzvah. Even if stop other people also, if necessary. Okay. Another Eitzah, it says, the halacha is that the Chiyuv Zimun is only, we'll see, we'll discuss this, there has to be what's considered a tziruf. If we have to have a kviyas together, so what's called a kviyas? Kviyas requires, if we don't meet the criteria of the kviyas, then I don't have to, we don't have to do Zimun. So if I need to leave early, so I can prevent the kviyas, and therefore I will not have a Chiyuv Zimun. So how do I do that? So Rav Moshe says this is a common question. Of course, they go to a chasna and they're not going to bench. I know my cousin over here, they're not benching until 11:30 at night. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. And I'm not staying until 11:30 at night. That's the way it's going to be. I can't. I can't do it. So Rav Moshe says when you start the Suda, if you start the Suda, you have in mind not to be mitzaref. I'm not joining everybody. I'm eating on my own. I have my own meal. If you do that, Rav Moshe holds that you're not mitzaref, and therefore you're allowed to bench early without zimun.
Even though the Baal Suda is might see you in his bracha from Aitzi, in Giddush?
I'm not planning to bench with them. I'm not planning to eat over here. There are some persons which do not. This is a big machlokas of poskim. Can this das not the mitzaref? I sit by the same table, even everybody else. We sit at the same time. We do all the stuff together. Right? What does it mean? I'm not being mitzaref with them. I am being mitzaref with them. But the eitzah really would be kiddush is at Shabbos a little bit more of a challenging situation. But you know, during the weekdays, the eitzah is you should start beforehand. Because we define that the definition of kviyas is that we start together. And we start and or end together. So a person starts together with the group, as we all start together, or we all end together. That's called that we have a tziruf together. But if I start beforehand, so if I'm going to chassid, which I plan not to stay until the end, but I do want to wash, I should right after the chuppah run and wash before everybody else sits down at the table. So there's no tziruf, and then I'll bench when I'm ready to bench. I'll bench, and then I have no problem. If I want to sit down, so everybody shmooze, and then we all go en masse together to the table. So you're hostel shana tziruf.
You do it alternate that if they bench before 10 o'clock, then I'll bench with them, otherwise not.
Which way? The Remersion's Eitz or the other Eitz? Remersion, you could. I don't know who's. I never thought about the Hillers tonight. You know, there's no it's for benching with them. You're not a bench with them. Right.
I'm saying once you. Right.
What?
Yeah, that answer is even if you didn't.
Well, you're not worse than answering a Zimun that you didn't eat with them, and you came and they gave you a cup of orange juice. You're allowed to answer, so this is not any worse than that. Okay, now what's called ending together? What's called ending together? So let's say two people are sitting in the meal and they finished their meal. A third person walks in and he starts eating. Right? After if they could join him, so they're still hungry, they could theoretically eat some more, and they sit with him. That's called he finishes eating and they decide to bench. That's called ending together. And that's actually even shulgin is one person. He's, you know, he finishes his, he's eating, and then they come in and they all sit there, and he can eat some more. Even if he doesn't eat, even if he doesn't eat more, but if he sits and they sit together. Right, so they sit together till the time of benching, and they could eat more, they could be mitzarved together. That's called ending together. So, you know, this idea, well, I'll bench, you know, but I'll sit just sitting on the schmooze till I'm finished. That's not the point. The point is that, you know, unless you want to stuff yourself so much you can't eat anymore, but that's not advisable for other reasons, halachically and health wise. So, you know, if a person's going to leave, you know. So those are the situations where a person would bench before, would not eat the meal together with them, etc. Okay. This halacha that you have to hear till Hazanus HaKol, that's the case of benching with Gimel. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you never have to hear till Hazanus HaKol. According to the Ramah, you have to hear till Hazanus HaKol. That's up to Zeman of 10. Once you have a Zeman of Asura, you have to hear the first, the preceding phrases. And then that's all you have to hear. So that halacha, that's a person's benching, and you're going to stop to answer. So if it's less than 10, you have to stop and listen till the Zonos HaKol. If it's 10, you only have to stop according to the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you only have to stop to hear the Baruch Elokeinu. You answer, and then you hear the mezamen answering, and that's good enough. But by 10, that everybody holds that's good enough.
You have to hear it if you're only the fourth or fifth person.
If you're part of that group, you're part of it, then you have a chiyuv of shmiyah.
And hearing hazan as well.
Whatever the situation is. Now, the Shulchan Aruch deals with this issue of, so where do you start benching from afterwards? Now, the mice is not the gay first because we're not yotzei with hazan HaKol. They would be yotzei. So, now there's a new question. Do you need to start benching from Noda L'chol? Do you start benching from hazan HaKol? Right? From the beginning of it's not in the gap for us nowadays because we're not yotzei anyway, but you know, in the world that you'd be yotzei was, and there's chalukim, and if you ate more, you didn't eat more, what did you eat more of, what type of food do you eat more of, like all these interesting questions, but it's irrelevant to halacha l'maisa for us because we're not yotzei like that. Okay. Talking about the two to the one to the two. So if two people are ready to bench, the third person doesn't want to bench right now, they can ask him to stop and to answer. If he refuses, they can actually bench anyway and be yotzei the zimun even if he refuses the answer. That's called that they were yotzei the zimun, you know, because they said it, that he should have answered. He did something wrong. However, it's one to two, he can't force it. He can ask them, they can say yes, they can be nice, but he can't force it. Okay. What's called eating together? So we said, what's... They can force one of the two. They can't force two. Right? They can force one. Okay, what's called eating together? So the Lachas talks about that they eat either al shulchan echad or they eat in a mapa achas. They would gather around like this, you know, this. So Magen Rama says, what's the hazard? So Magen Rama actually in Hilchos Petzias Apas, he says, because if you have an option of eating together by the same table, which was normal, people who would eat together would do that. Or around one tablecloth, you're big, you know, you have your picnic and you have your tablecloth on the ground, and you don't do so, you're indicating you're not being kibbeah together. And therefore, in a case where that's not an option, it doesn't take away from the kibbeahs. So let's say we're traveling in a car, and it's very hard to get all of us around the same table. Right? But we're eating together in the car, we wash together, we stop by a rest stop, and we wash, and we all got in the car, and we started eating, each one's person sitting in their spot. That can be called a kibbeah, so you can bench bezimun.
Even if they're not talking?
Even if you're not talking?
To each other, even if each one's eating their own sandwich.
If they're eating together, they're eating together, not eating together. You know, a person goes into a restaurant, each person has their own booth, and it's not called kibbeahs together. There are separate people eating with one long table. It's not a kibbeah together. It doesn't have to be. There's a group together. We're on the plane, even though each one's sitting in their own little seats, each one's sitting in the car in their own seat, but we're eating together. That's even though we're not eating the same table, that's still called eating together.
Eating in the dining room here?
They're eating in the dining room over here. So what about in yeshivas? So this is a big mafokus in the so... So Reb Scheinberg Zatzal said that he doesn't see that that's called a kviyas. You know, eating people in the dining room. Yeshiva is not called a kviyas. You know, people come, people go, each different tables. You know, definitely doesn't see it being a kviyas. The ma'aseh pashas, the logic is that by Shabbos, that's called a kviyas. Having a meal, they start together and they end together. Even though sitting at many tables, but that's the only way you can eat your meal. Right? We don't have a way to fit them all on the same table. So that's not called. We're having separate zimunim of each different table, separate meals. We're having one big meal, but spread over many tables. But during the weekdays, so if you have a group of tachak which actually will come to breakfast together, and they'll all sit down and watch together and eat together and talk to each other and have a meal together, they should be mezamen. But from table to table, there's really no zim in that situation.
On what you're eating at one table for lunch. And even if you say that you don't have to make a zimun, is it a mitzvah to make a zimun?
So next. So in any case, there's a situation of suffix. The Ramah says, in a situation of suffix, you're allowed to be mizam. Anytime you have any question, you're allowed to be mizam. The Magen Avraham disagrees strongly. There's a lot of kashas on it. And the Prima Gadim says, and the Chayyadim say that the halacha lemaisa, zimun of gimel, you could quote unquote be mach and do, especially nowadays, you're not being mitzi somebody. Zimun of a yud, you should not do mikum.
So would Rabbi tell us to make a Zimun here?
A Zimun of Yud?
No.
Zimun of Gimel, I think you do know. Most people come and they come at the same time. After the Shir, most people come at the same time. For breakfast, maybe not, because everybody comes and goes at different times. For lunch, everybody comes at the same time. Separate people come basically at the same time. Can I call you back in a few minutes? Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Great, thank you. Bye. Sorry about that. Lesson of Shalom Bias. Okay. Okay. There's a question which the Ramah brings, you know, if you have kviyas, if they were traveling and they were stopping by some hotel, you know, Beis Akum, you know, they would travel along and they end up in somebody's house on the wayside over there. Can you get a kviyas at a Beis Akum? There's a question being, like, you know, at any given moment the guy's going to take you through your head, beat you up, attack you, who knows what. This is part of the realities of life over there. So Ramah said there's no kviyas in a Beis Akum. Therefore, there's no din of zimun in Beis Akum. It's not called kviyas. You know, at any given moment you're ready to run for your life. Right, Shabura does bring that nowadays the minhag is to be mezamen and Beis Akum. So the question is, what do you say in your nusach? Of harachem on yishach bracham ruba babai says that washul zeh shochad ulav. Do you say that? So he brings two shitas. He brings the one that you could say babai says that b'shulchan zeh, because you're referring to you're saying you really mean the, you don't mean the bais, you mean the meal. However, he brings a nusach which is. And he says that that is the correct nusach that you should say under the circumstances, and this is relevant anytime you're sitting in a restaurant. You're sitting that, you know, the correct nusach to say according to Rabbi Shabur really is
even a Jewish owned restaurant.
You could say also, because I've been able to, you know, you're sitting in a restaurant, you're sitting eating in a, you know, a person's sitting in a cafeteria somewhere in a hospital, whatever it is, you know. That's the nusach you should say. According to,
what's the nusach
here? Yishlach lanu bracha meruba b'halicha seinu b'yeshiva seinu ad olam. Now, just on top of that, some of the nusach they say call them suman kan, you know, something like that. So there's a shach in Yerodea on the lo sichonim. Shulchan Aruch brings up this lo sichonim. You should not give a goy a present for free. He says giving a goy a bracha for free. What do you give the goy? What is giving the goy? Call a suman kan. So everybody in the dining room gets a bracha from you. Well, my pitom. So the shach says you should add in can you bracha son of kolono b'nei bris yachad son of b'nei bris kolono yachad b'brachas leimu v'nei marmein. So you say specifically you're giving your bracha to the B'nai B'ris and not to the not B'nai B'ris. Okay, that's a shock.
Nowadays people are B'chali Sechanim, or the Goyim are B'chali Sechanim.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah. This is being taped. I'm not going to go with it. Okay. You know, this is the next thing on the... Okay, there's a discussion. The Shulchan Aruch gives cases where, you know, we can't join each other in the same food. So it's not really a tziruf. So the case was a person was eating, let's say a person was ill, and a person was eating non-kosher, he had to eat non-kosher food. So is that called a siruf together? So we say that it is. As long as I'm eating kosher food, and he can join me in my food, so then I can't join him in his food, but he can join me in my food, that's also called a siruf together. However, if there's a situation where he can't join me and I can't join him, so then it's not called a siruf. So Shulchan gives a case where one of the people's makban and he doesn't eat palta. Doesn't eat bread from paspalter. So people, Shabbos, Mishabura holds you shouldn't eat paspalter. So I don't eat paspalter on Shabbos. You're eating paspalter, we're eating by the Shabbos that are together. So you can join me in my challah. I can't join you in the paspalter. Okay. Let me make this situation a little more complicated, right? So I'm not going to shmur matzah the whole Pesach, and you're eating non shmur matzah. So you can join me in my shmur matzah. But let's say my shmur matzah has some things you don't eat. You're makbid on, so then we can't join each other. So then we would have you're makbid on 18 minutes of the non-shmur, makbid on the shmur, not 18 minutes. You know, gosh, we're mice, Jews, you know. Everybody has their chumra, right? So not mitzvah. So what about milchus and fleishes? So we have a situation where, if two people are eating fleishes, one person's eating milchiks, so we can make a zimun because the person who's eating milchiks can be mitzarev to the three people eating fleishes. Because meeker than a person who's eating milchiks can stop in the middle of the meal, wash their hands, clean out the kinuch matocha, and change their setting and join and eat fleishiks. Some people actually do that, you know. Ramah holds that's the regular, you know, that's how you pass it, that's acceptable to do. There's a shach, talks about a pizoyer not to do eat milchus and fleishes in the same meal. In the same meal, that's a shach in Yeridea. But the Shabur in Hilchos Shavuos, in Siman Tov Sadi Dalet, brings that the Ramah says the minhag was that actually the minhag of the Ramah, by the way, of having milchus and fleishes on Shavuos, was a correct minhag of the Ramah, was you would start the meal with milchiks, in the middle of the meal, you would switch to fleishes. That was the minhag of how the Ramah understood it, because which gets involved in the shaila that anyanth of the Suda should be fleishig, right? There is a minhag some people have on Shulas to have milchiks, not to knock on fleishes, but yanth of meal. In general, a person shouldn't knock on fleishes by yanth of meal. It's a big deal. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But the Ramah's minhag was to switch in the middle. The Mishabur does not mention anything about that zoyer that the shach brings in Yoreh Day in Siman Peches. He totally ignores it. Doesn't make a mention of it, but this issue of having milk and fleishes is the same. So he doesn't seem to be makbid on it. So the person could switch. The meaning of that situation is if the that we give the benching to the milk guy, because he's going to create the zima, because he could join the fleishes. He doesn't have to. He could. That's good enough. But he's the guy who created. His willingness to change is what created, or potentially willing to change, was what created the zimun. So minhag to give it to him. We don't. That doesn't override kohen. Though at the other round, let's say that where you have the situation is two people eating milk and one guy eating fleishigs. The person eating fleishigs can't join them, right? So in that situation. With one person eating fleishes, two people eating milchiks, we say that there's not a tziruf. He can't. They're the main meal, and he can't join them in the main meal. That's not called a tziruf. Okay. However, the Mishabura. Okay. Mishabura adds like this. What's the problem? The problem is I have to eat your lasagna, their lasagna. We have to eat pas together. So what's the problem? The problem is they used to eat pas as part of their meal. So it was milk and pas. It would get full of residue of milchiks, a residue of fleishiks. If we would have a separate loaf of bread which is not being touched by anybody, or as I was careful to keep my bread separately and it's clean, so we could join each other. So then there's no problem over there of doing a zimun of milchus and fleishiks. Okay. Now we mentioned before being joining in for tziruf of gimel. There's three shittas. What about for ten? So ten, that's klon shachon arach. Kzayis yarek is sufficient. There's actually a girl that you don't even need a kzayis. Eating something. Or a revius of kais. Now, what's called a kais? The Shulchan Aruch says not water. There is the Chazon Ish says maybe he raises a question to the Gemara Rishonim, it could be even waterworks. But now the person said, well, let's say you accept the Shulchan Aruch, not water. So what's called water? So water is called water. What about seltzer? Seltzer is also called water. What about sweetened water is also called water, according to most places. So orange juice, yes. Tea, no. So you know, if you want to invite a person in and be mitzaref to 10 for Zimun B'Shem, you know, you want to give me, say, okay, listen, you know, I'm a cheapskate. No, because I is Yoruk. You're not eating any vegetables in my house. So I'll give you a drink. But not you know, you have to give him at least orange juice. Or milk or something of that sort.
Can't give. What about soda?
Soda is the same thing as water.
Soda is water?
Soda is water.
Oh, really?
Apple juice is fine. Orange juice, milk, you know, grape juice. No, grape juice is fine.
What makes something?
It's actually more water than orange juice.
What?
It's really more water than fruit juice.
So lemonade would be more water. What is water?
Coffee is water.
Coffee is water. I mean, some people make the coffee, it's more coffee than water, but then most people, that's not the average. Some people, that's more milk than water. So that's it. You know, that probably would be okay. Okay. Now, interesting halacha. The person, we'll give you two scenarios and I'll tell you the difference. So the person, there's three people sitting there and they have Zimun and one guy started benching. He started benching. So if all three people benched, Zimun is gone. They said, oh, we should have made him then a Zimun. Too late. One guy benched, you can still do Zimun. Now if you chop before, you know, he should stop and wait. Shiloh, where is a good place to stop him, stop and wait? You should stop after Zimun Zokarl and stop and wait, and the people will say Zimun, and then they'll all continue together. So
should he answer?
So this seems to be the thicker than he should answer. However, that's talking about a case where there was a real key of Zimun because there were three people late pass. In a case where only two ate pas and one person ate something else, or the Zimun of 10, and some people just had didn't have bread, if he said a bracha karna, he's out. The guy comes in, he says, oh, no, great. He sits down and has an apple. He says, a brain of fosha. He says, oh, we have 10. No, you don't. He's finished. That situation, he's finished. He didn't have a real kvias of a chiv over there. So, that's different. So make sure he doesn't say a bracha karna beforehand. No, I think not. Okay. Now, interesting, Shiloh. If you, in case you have going back into. Let's see what if you're interesting, just random halachas over here. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions that if you have two people chayv mentioning, one is chayv the raisa, he was surveyor, v'chaltav sabot, he one person only chayv the rabbonah. He had a kazayas, he wasn't surveyor. So mikra then he one person can mention somebody else. Zimun again, the real Zimun was to mention somebody. So the person who ate is not chayv at all, didn't eat at all. Al-Tarvis came out to somebody else. But the minig is to give the surveyor. The minig is to give the person, he's chayv the rice, he should get benched. Okay. Comes the Ramah, says the following. There's a sheet of, the Mordechai that brings, the sheet of Zirayim. The Yasmin Mitzvah says, there's a medrash on you had in the Gemara. The Gemara says Bechalta Zu Achila V'Savata Shishtiya. So are we makban on that then? So the Mordechai brings a sheet that says we're makban on that. You're not chayv the rice and benching unless you drank also. Okay.
Only if you're thirsty, Rabbi?
No. So it comes on the Ramah says only if you're thirsty. The person who's he's full, he's not hungry anymore, but he's thirsty, it's lacking in the end of the meal. So the Ramah says therefore if you have two people, one who didn't drink and one did drink, the person who drank should bench. Okay. Should you answer zimum? So a person walks in there and hears that they're saying zimum. So the more says that you answer baruch and baruch shmoy tamid le'olam bo'ed. Tamid le'olam bo'ed, right? Baruch and baruch shmoy tamid le'olam bo'ed. You have a to answer that from a different house. No. So my neighbor, it's in the springtime where the air conditioning is not running yet, and the windows are open. And you hear your neighbor benching Friday night, you know. So you're not mechiv to answer to his zimun from in his house. You're not part of that zimun b'chol. You have no mitzvah to answer. What about you're in the same house in a different room? So this is a question they asked Rav Scheinberg itself said you're not mechiv to answer in that situation either. You're not part of the rechila b'chol in a different room. So I'm not part of that rechila, so I don't have to answer. Okay. Who is Chayiv and Zimun? So the Mora says that we're not mitzarf noshim avodim and katan to Zimun. Noshim atzmon is the halachas rishus. Women can make the Zimun on their own. Women can make a Zimun on their own. Mishabura points out only the Zimun of Gimel, not a Zimun. They can't do a Zimun of 10 together and say shame. But they could say Zimun of Gimel. Like 10 women can get together and do a Zimun of, you know, of without saying the shame. They can do that.
If they do that, you're sitting right next to them. You answer or not?
If you're sitting right next to them, that's a halacha l'maaseh shaila in the university campus.
Luckily, not. I haven't mentioned anyone. Making
yeah, but I can imagine it happening. You know, the women know it like that. You know, the woman that I know, no. Okay. Let's leave it like that. If men are being mezamen, so then the women have a chiyuv to answer also. Unless they were eating separately. So let's say you would have, like, you know, so like our costume is, you know, the men's side, women's side, it's really, you know, one big meal. You go to some of the more really, really Hasidic shakhasnas, it's really like two meals. You know, there's actually one wedding hall in Williamsburg. It's two different rooms. There's the woman's room, there's a men's room. Right? And there's like, at the end, there's like a little opening where the chas and kala are, right? But that's it. It's not a ton of machitza, it's a wall. It's a bona fide physical wall, right? So there's no, they don't have a chiyuv to answer zimun because they're not part of the zimun of the men. They weren't eating with the men at all. Okay. Now, why women not b'shem? So Mishabura says because it's davar shebekedusha. Because remember that's a hazmon davar shebekedusha. So that's where this elokeinu, the issue of the bump up for elokeinu comes from. Because Mishabura says it's davar shebekedusha. Davar shebekedusha. We know the rule is davar shebekedusha requires a mitzvah. So what's the davar shebekedusha? It's a strange meaning. If you learn that the davar shebekedusha, so then you should stand for the whole phrase. We stand up for the hazmona of kaddish also. By the way, interesting. The ikkurim, minhagim and klaisel are fascinating sometimes. If you open up Shulchan Aruch and you read Shulchan Aruch and you read the halachos of a mitzvah by Kaddish, it says a person should stand immediately at the beginning of Kaddish till after Yesh Merabim Barak L'Olam U'Meimayim. That's the proper time to stand by Kaddish. So immediately at the beginning of Kaddish from Yisgadal, you must stand till after Yesh Merabim Barak L'Olam U'Meimayim. So what happens? Till Yesh Merabim Barak, everybody sits and then they get up and they stand till the rest of Kaddish. Don't ask me why, I don't know. But the Hazmona should be said by me. Right, so the whole phrase in the Reich Alakena should be standing. So the Chazal Sefer says no. It says that since Chazal understood that this was the part of the idea of the kviyas together of eating a meal, which is done by the yeshiva, so Melech said by yeshiva. So there's no ikur din of standing for Elokeinu. So that's available. We just also by Maisa, the Zecher Ba'alma, that it's a Mitzvah of Kedusha. Some people bump up. Now there is somebody. There are some shit that hold. You actually have to stand. You have to stand. You have to stand. So it has to meet it, which is not, without smicha. You can't be. You know, it has to be. You're standing enough that a person shouldn't fall down. You know, so like this, you know, like this, you know, that's not what it means. They mean you can do this. You can do this. Fine, but you know, but. Stand to stand. You know. Okay. You want to start for cotton to your zeman. So you have two adults and one cotton. So for Shachnar, there's no problem. Once he reaches the age of his chayv and brachos, etc., he can mitzaref him for zimun. So by smartim, they can mitzaref two adults and one cut. And Moses, we don't do that until he reaches the age of Yud Gimel Shanim. And then we assume that he's considered a gadol, even though we haven't been mevarer klor, that he has all of the sona gadlus. A non-Jew, an akum, does not count for zimun. That includes even a ger shemol v'loy tova. The ger's process requires there was a milo and then a tevila. That's how we do the order. So the person's going to the Geras, he goes to the Milo, then we wait for the Milo to heal. And we usually wait before we put a stick in the mikveh because it hurts. Right? And it takes a few days to heal, and then we put him in the mikveh. Usually it's a waiting time of 5 days to a week before we stick him in the mikveh afterwards. During that time, so there's a big discussion in Loch, so he's not fully an Akum anymore because he did a Milo already. So he's a Ben Bris, so we had a brach on him on the Milas Gerim. We call him Milas Gerim. But he's not a full bona fide Jew yet because he hasn't done tefillah. But you're not mitzarif him for zimun. The famous machloikas about Shvisa Shabbos, a goyisha Shabbos is chayav misa. Is he mechuyev to keep Shabbos? He allowed to keep Shabbos. He must be mechalel Shabbos during that week in between. So this is a famous. This is one of the major controversies of Klal Yisrael. You probably never heard about it. This happened in the 1880s, the 1880s in Yerushalayim. Rav Shmuel Salant was the head of the rav of the city, and he went away for some reason, and he left Rav Asher Lemel, which was the Av Bezdin, as in charge of the city while he was away. And this Charlie came up about a Gershom Mobile Tovah, should he keep Shabbos? And Rosh Hashanah passed, he should keep Shabbos. Good. Rosh Hashanah comes back 2 weeks later, he finds out about the Pesach and says it was wrong. He has a Chiyadim Mechal Shabbos, he can't keep Shabbos, he has some regoist them. Rosh Hashanah, so he wrote a tshuva that Rosh Hashanah wrote a tshuva back. So then they set them to Ritzal Chon, to this one, to that one, and there's a whole sefer of all of the tshuvas written on this topic. Of what's the status of Ger B'Shemov V'Letov? Well, is he considered a Jew or not? Ma'aseh, we're not mitzarif him to the minyan. That's just Ferish Shulchan Aruch. That's one of the rayas from over here that we're not mitzarif for Ger B'Shemov V'Letov. We're not mitzarif for Zimun. So that's one of the rayas. So now you know a little history besides. Okay, a mumer lahachis is not mitzarif. He's doing like a goy. Mechalel Shabbos prefer Hesed. Chal Shabbos for Hesia, Mikra Din is considered like a goy, so he's not saying Kevin Mitzar for Zimun. The Shaila is nowadays, what about a Tinuk Shanishma? So Tinuk Shanishma is this wonderful, wonderful machloikas. The classic Tinuk Shanishma in Chazal was a Tinuk Shanishma, right? Most people don't know what the word Tinuk Shanishma means anymore now. It means the guys in the college, I was for Hesia, right? Grew up conservative. Tinuk Shanishma means a child who was captured by bandits, a child was captured by kidnappers, and taken to live somewhere in outer Mongolia. Yeah. He never saw a Jew the rest of his life. Baruch Hashem, he saved 50 years later. You bring him back to Yerushalayim, Kodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, wow, Beis HaMikdash, mitzvahs, etc. How many kibbutz does he bring? That's the case of the Gemara, the beginning of the seventh parak of Shabbos. How many kibbutz? He's Mechal Shabbos, Lamates Malachas, every Shabbos, you know, so let's say for argument's sake, he did, you know, an average of 30 little Shabbos per Shabbos since he was 13 years old, and he's now 33 for 20 years. You can do your math, 50 Shabbos in a year, 20, 30 times 20 times 50, right? He has a lot of Korbanos to bring. Right? Someone says, no, he only brings one Korban, because it's all one Shoigeg. He doesn't know anything about Torah. That's the case of Tinuk Shanishma. Comes the Ramban. It's Ramban, which is Ramban is actually Perkei Zeh Neshet, and says, and therefore, if he ever saw a Orthodox Jew in his life, he realizes that there's more to the story, he's no longer a Tinnik Shanishma. What? So then you get involved in, was he, it's called, it was a case of Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Malachas. Good, no question. Comes the Rambam says, the Rambam is Mechadish, and he takes this in of Tinnik Shanishma, and he applies it to the Karoyim. The Karoyim were in his days. So what was their status? All right, so we were saying a Tinnik Shanishma is a din of a Shoygeg, and whatever he does, he has no idea what he's talking about. Leave him alone. Right? So he says the first generation of Karoyim were people who made a decision to leave to Rabbinic Judaism, and they have a din of who knows what. Rishoyim, Apikursim, Minim, all rolled into one, right? Good. The next generation doesn't know any better. They're Tinnik Shanishma. They were Nishba through this false ideology that this is what they're supposed to do. So even though they live in the same city, and they see Rabbinic Jews, and they see Orthodox Jews, and they see Tanya Rahman, but they're brought up that there are two streams of Judaism. There's the Karoyim, and there's the Rabbis. There's Rabbinic Judaism. We are Karoyim. So this is what we do. Rambam said that's the same thing as the Tinnik Shanishma. Nearly. Lashon Rambam, nearly. So this Rambam is the Makor for nowadays, we give the status of these, even though we pass in Koran Shulchan Aruch, person as the Mechal Shabbos for Hesiod, has a din like a goy, you cannot retire from Fazimun. His wine is also to drink. When it comes to the din of Erevin, you need Sekeres Ish, you cannot include him in your Erev, you must read Mishus from him. Across the board, we give him a din like a goy. He's a Jew. We give a din like a goy. Ram says, nearly, that doesn't apply. So we apply the same deal to the person who grows up Reform, but he doesn't know any better. He's told there are three, there's Orthodox Judaism, there's Conservative Reform, so therefore, he doesn't know any better. The Ramban says, no, Ram is wrong by the case of the Karoyim. Once he's seen one Rabbinic Jew, he's no longer a Tinnik Shanishma, and he's a Dinam of Mechal Shabbos. Halacha Lamaiska has not been paskened. The Poskim nowadays have not proven that we've. So, close Rambam and Ramban, there's no final psak on it. Okay.
So, how do you have here?
We just hear Rishus. Now, so that means like this, you know, when you do a city area, we do a scarce Rishus. When you do your own private area, but to your three neighbors, and there's one of the Jew, he's not Frum, you better ask Hashem how to do scarce Rishus. Now, this has tremendous applications in many different areas, and that's not what the topic of the shir is. But in regards to Mitzar from Zimun, so for Zimun will give us a suffix, you can be Machar from a suffix, you can be Mitzar from Zimun. Zimun B'Shem, you should not use him for Zimun B'Shem. Right, that was the Hasbro of the Ramah, of the Prima Gadim, that you should not use him. So that's relevant only if you go to these family, you know, meals, etc., you know, mostly Frum. One guy's not Frum, you know, but he knows a little bit, and he's conservadox, or he's, you know, somewhat, you know, conservative, etc. It's a real interesting Shiloh, and thank you.